Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. The rental scooter provider Coop is discontinuing its operations due to high costs. As the Bosch company announced in Berlin on Monday, in mid-December, the electric scooters will be withdrawn from Berlin and Tübingen and also from Paris and Madrid. The company explained that in view of strong competition and high service costs, it's not economically feasible to operate Coop on a permanent basis. Unused credit will be paid out to customers, and the closure affects 120 employees, 75 of them in Berlin. A spokeswoman remarked, quote, "The market is extremely competitive. Bosch will therefore no longer operate mobility services for customers directly, but will instead be a supplier for providers of mobility services, including hardware, software, and cloud services. The approximately 5,000 scooters, mostly in use in Paris, will be stored until there is a concept for what to do with the vehicles, as they can't simply be sold because of the special charging infrastructure." Coop was launched in 2016 with its black-green scooters powered exclusively by electric motors. The market is fiercely competitive. According to research by the Berlin competitor UNU, the number of electric scooters in Germany alone has grown by about half this year to almost 4,200 vehicles. A woman is presumed to have been killed in Wedding. According to police, her body was found early yesterday morning in an apartment on Kamerunerstrasse under suspicion of homicide. Police arrived shortly after 5:30 a.m., and according to authorities, a man in the apartment was resuscitated by rescue workers and taken to hospital with serious injuries. Whether the woman and the man knew each other is initially unclear, and a homicide squad is now investigating. Berlin Briefing will update this story as details emerge. Berliners can now get in the Advent mood, as many Christmas markets were opened this week, including the traditional ones at the Gedächtniskirche, the one in front of the Rotes Rathaus, at the Gendarmenmarkt, and at Schloss Charlottenburg. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller, went to the opening ceremony of the market at the Gedächtniskirche. Here, around 150 decorated stands and a 20-meter-high Christmas tree with thousands of red and golden decorations attract visitors. Highlights at the Christmas market in front of the Rotes Rathaus are an ice rink at the Neptunbrunnen and 19th-century-old Berlin backdrops. At the Gendarmenmarkt, artisan work is highlighted and gourmet gastronomy is on offer. One of the most famous Christmas markets in the capital opened at Schloss Charlottenburg after it had almost failed due to security concerns. The surroundings of the castle were transformed into a romantic winter village landscape. Customs officers discovered about 120,000 smuggled cigarettes in a parked vehicle in Prenzlauer Berg. The investigators noticed suspicious cartons in the trunk of the van on Monday evening, and a tobacco-sniffing dog found the cigarettes. The car, which had Polish license plates inside, was parked on Schneeglockenstrasse. The customs officers put the evaded taxes at 23,000 euros. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.